We were going to get to talk to a representative from Tourism for Arizona, and this is interesting because I did not know there are apparently wineries in Arizona. Isn't that right? This is,
You're asking me?
Yeah, I'm asking you. Sam Pillsbury.
Absolutely. There's actually, I think, something like 120 bonded wineries in the state. 20 years ago, there was probably five. And it always creates amazement in people because they always associate growing wine grapes with these rolling green hills and everything. But the truth is actually quite different from that. All classical wine grape varieties, which are known as Vitis vinifera, not all grapes make good wine, only that variety. They all originated in the Middle East and southeastern Anatolia and Turkey. They like the desert. They don't like fertile soil. If you plant them in lush soil, they just produce canopy and no fruit. And if you look at most European vineyards, if not all, particularly in France, the ground at the bottom of the vineyard, if you can see it, is either rocks or sandy. It's great for growing wine grapes.
Now, you grow grapes and make wine, so you for over two decades, Sam Pillsbury is our guest here on WGN, Chicago's Afternoon News. And I just want to say, I know you say people are surprised when they say you actually make wine in Arizona, but then how does it taste? How does it stand out from other wines? Because that's ultimately the test, isn't it, Sam?
Oh, it's the only thing that matters. And I'll tell you again, in answer to that, I can give you a lot of reasons why this happens. But 1999, 23 years ago, I was looking in land in Arizona to grow wine grapes, and I tasted a Chardonnay that came from a vineyard across the street from where I am now, which is Cochise County, just above the Mexican border, just west of the New Mexico border. I took it home that night, and I've been drinking Chardonnay for 25 years. I've never tasted anything like it, and I knew it was this thing that we call terroir in the wine business. It's a French word that means soil, but it really means everything about that place. I came down, and I bought 100 acres. and in the last... And I've got 14,000 vines and 11 varieties. And in the last 7 years, in the San Francisco Chronicle, which is the biggest, toughest, most respected wine competition in the United States, and it's also right in the heart of Napa Valley, we've won 73 medals out of 71 entries. And they have called us and told us that this is something that they've never seen happen before, and they asked me how we did it.
Do they have to do it blind? Because I wonder if people see Arizona and they go, wait a minute, Arizona? Does that matter?
Any reputable wine competition is a blind tasting. They have no idea where these come from. And one of the first really complex wines I made is a French-style wine made with Syrah Viognier called a Cote Blottie. I entered it in 2013 in the most expensive wine category in the Chronicle because I was charging $74 a bottle for it. And I got a note from them that it just won a double gold. I didn't know what that was, so I called them up and I said, what's a double gold? They said, that's when all five judges in a blind tasting give it a gold medal. So when you see 95 points, that's one judge gives it a gold medal, okay? So I said to them, how many wines were entered in this most expensive Syrah category? Because I'm, you know, the most expensive Syrah category in a competition like that is, you know, probably most of the best Syrahs in the country. And they said there were 55 entries. And I said, how many won double gold? And they said three. So 10 years ago, just about, I made one of the three best Syrahs in the country.
That is amazing. In Arizona. And who would have thunk it? I guess it's an education. So tell me this. You are part of the Arizona Tourism group over there. So can people tour the vineyards? Is there like a wine country there that you do like you do in California?
Yes. Yes, there's three wine countries. And they're AVAs. They're sanctioned viticultural areas. And one's in the Verde Valley outside of Sedona. One's in Sonoyta, which is south of Tucson, and one's in Cochise County, which is where I am. And they've all got wineries. They're all open for tastings. And it's, apart from being an exquisitely beautiful state, the food and wine here is phenomenal. It's just a terrific place to go.
That is so cool. So where would you go? Where do you fly into if you would like to check out Arizona wine country?
Phoenix or Tucson. You can rent a car, you know, They're from Phoenix Airport, the closest wine country is 100 miles. From Tucson Airport, the closest wine country is about 150 miles.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's good to know. Where would you direct people, Sam Pillsbury, to find out a little more about this, what we've discussed, and other stuff to check out in Arizona?
Well, the Tourism Association has a wine trail. You go there. You can just Google Arizona wine tours, anything like that. We're a Pillsbury Wine Company in Wilcox, and we're in Wilcox, and we're also in Old Town Cottonwood outside of Sedona. But there's a whole bunch of us, and there's a lot of really good wines among this group.
Sounds like it. Sam Pillsbury, thanks for the time. Here's to drinking good wines, made in Arizona even.
No kidding. Look, I've got to tell you something. Endless sunshine and very high altitude. It's really cool night and lots of UV, and it's a secret weapon. It's really brilliant.
I do love Arizona. Thank you, sir. Appreciate you.